Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Center commemorates decade of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls scheme transformative and people-powered. Nagaland joins nation in celebrating 10 years of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao. Center decides to increase minimum support price for road youth by 315 rupees. And Nagaland to face Goa in Ranji Trophy 2024-25 played group finals. Now the news in detail. The central government is commemorating the 10th anniversary of the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme. The celebrations commence today with an inaugural event in New Delhi, attended by Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda. Women officers of armed forces, paramilitary forces and Delhi police, among others. The anniversary celebrations will continue till March 8th, International Women's Day, during which various events are being organized at state and district levels, engaging communities and promoting gender equality and women empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao movement has become a transformative, people-powered initiative and drawn participation from people across all walks of life. On completing 10 years of the movement, the Prime Minister said in a social media post, Beti Bachao Beti Padhao has been instrumental in overcoming gender biases and created the right environment to ensure that the girl child has access to education and opportunities to achieve her dreams. He thanked the dedicated efforts of the people and various community service organizations for achieving remarkable milestones. The Prime Minister urged everyone to continue to protect the rights of the daughters, ensure their education and create a society where they can thrive without discrimination. Nagaland today joined the nation in celebrating 10 years of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao with variety events organized across several districts to mark the occasion. In a program held in the state capital Kohima, Commissioner and Secretary Social Welfare Martha R. Ritse emphasized the importance of behavioral and social change in the way girl child is perceived. Noting that although Naga society is much ahead of the rest of the country in girl empowerment, she highlighted there is still room for change to achieve zero gender parity. Terming the initiative as a multi-sectoral scheme, Ms. Ritse called for increased collaboration of various departments to promote the objectives of the scheme. She also mentioned that Nagaland is among the top five states performing exceptionally under the scheme. On the occasion, Social Welfare Secretary and Mission Director, Mission Shakti, Podeno S. Kolo, administered the pledge to eliminate gender-based discrimination. To mark the 10th anniversary of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme today, a bike rally was held in Dimapur, which culminated at Chumukedima. A total of 30 riders participated in the rally. At the program in Chumukedima, Deputy Commissioner Chumukedima Paulan John announced that a series of district-level programs will be organized till March 8th, engaging stakeholders like schools, women's groups and local authorities. The event also included a pledge-taking ceremony and a signature campaign. In the launching program at Wokha, District Commissioner Vineet Kumar stressed on the need to educate target groups on the overall development of women across sectors so as to build an inclusive and progressive society. Participants also took part in reading the pledge. In Bhandari, District Administration organized an oath-taking ceremony, wherein signature campaign and Prabhat Feri, a walk was also held to commemorate the milestone. Similar events were also organized at Mokokchung and Pek, wherein participants read the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao pledge. The Union Cabinet has decided to increase the minimum support price (MSP) for road youth for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said MSP of 5,650 rupees per quintal will be provided, which is 315 rupees more in comparison to marketing season 2024-25. He said this will help lakhs of families in northeastern region who are directly or indirectly depending on jute industry.
का लाभ अधिकांश पश्चिम बंगाल के हम किसान वहाँ के हमारे जूट मिल में काम करने वाले कामगार नॉर्थ ईस्ट में आसाम बिहार पूर्वी और उत्तर पूर्वी इलाके में जहाँ जूट बनती है वहाँ पे 40 लाख परिवार हैं जो सीधा या डायरेक्ट एंड इनडायरेक्टली जूट क्षेत्र से प्रभावित होते हैं उनका लाइवलीहुड जूट के साथ जुड़ा रहता है उन सभी के लिए ये बहुत अहम और लाभदायक निर्णय रहेगा.
The minister also informed that the Union Cabinet reviewed the progress achieved under the National Health Mission. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The State Department of Economic and Statistics has informed that manually issued certificates of birth will continue to be recognized as legal documents, alongside computer-generated certificates for proof of date and place of birth. In an update, the department highlighted that some agencies and institutions were refusing to accept manually issued birth and death certificates when providing services. It reiterated the Registration of Births and Deaths Act 1969, amended in 2023, recognizes birth certificates issued electronically or otherwise as valid documents for verifying a person's date and place of birth for school admissions, marriage registration, and issue of other government documents. The department said online registration of births and deaths is currently available in 12 district headquarters for urban jurisdictions, and efforts are underway to expand the service to both urban and rural units across the state. Chief Engineer, Water Resources Department, K. Hutoi Sema, today stressed the importance of effective water and land management in a region like Nagaland, where rivers and fertile lands are lifelines. He was speaking at the three-day training on remote sensing and GIS application in water and land management in Kohima, organized by the Northeastern Region Institute of Water and Land Management, DESPUR. He said the technologies can be used to better understand the region's water and land resources and provide real solutions to challenges in water management. Mr. Sema highlighted that good management, whether of land, water or people, often comes down to common sense and timely action. Chief Minister Nipu Rio has extended warm Tsayok Ni greetings to the Tikir community. Taking to X, Mr. Rio expressed hope that as the community begins preparations for the upcoming sowing season, their efforts bring fruitfulness and prayers for an abundant harvest are fulfilled. And in sports, Nagaland will take on Goa in the Ranji Trophy 2024-25 plate group finals at the Nagaland Cricket Stadium in Sovima starting tomorrow. Team Nagaland will be led by head coach Debashish Mohanty and captain Jonathan Rongson. By reaching the finals, both teams have also earned promotion to the elite category in the 2025-26 season. Updates on the five-day final will be available on the official social media channels of the Nagaland Cricket Association. To end the news, the headlines again. Centre commemorates decade of Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls scheme transformative and people power. Nagaland joins nation in celebrating 10 years of Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao. Centre decides to increase minimum support price for road jute by 315 rupees. And Nagaland to face Goa in Ranji Trophy 2024-25 plate group finals. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a good night.